What is distinctive about nationalism, and this is something that I personally have tried to do in my own thinking and teaching, is to show that nationalism is really an androcentric ideology. It is crafted by men, it's invented by men, it comes out of men's desires and their imaginaries for power, and power that is situated in the state. So the men who really are the articulators of nationalism have conceptualized it in ways that make it narrow and very historically specific. Nationalism, of course, can be used by the right wing as well as by people who want liberation from repression. So you have right-wing nationalists, you know, the extreme of which would be Hitler's Germany and Mussolini and all. Then you have nationalists who deploy the ideology, who use it, okay, to call for collective freedoms. And the distinctiveness of African nationalism is that right across the continent it's used initially to mobilize people around notions of freedom, of liberation, of independence. And these are men who do it. So the women who participate in these struggles are not allowed to occupy the ideology. They're not allowed to recraft the ideology. And how is this done? By insisting that the narrative around nationalism is about particular icons who articulate the ideology and the vision. So you can look at any country in Africa and you see that it's the men, the old men, the Jomo Kenyattas and the Nyereres and the Sengos, you know, and the Nkrumahs. And most people actually, if they don't have a feminist understanding of power, of ideology, will just accept it and think that it's normal. And actually it's articulated as normal for the men to be the ones who define politics. Politics about men. You know, politics is something that happens in the public where men are situated. And women are situated in the private, their mothers, their wives, their daughters, their domestic, you know, providers, they are carers, etc., etc. So that, you know, if you look at the world, everywhere, women are largely confined into the private spheres. Their identities are crafted within the private. And nationalism as a public political ideology, which happens in the public, where men are situated, becomes a male ideology. So even when women participate in nationalist struggles, they're still considered secondary.